Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. Well, we're right on time here, folks, which I'll give her. It's too bad we weren't together. We could go have a celebratory lunch. But of course, this is the time in the meeting where we take comment on items, again, that were not on the agenda. We won't be taking comment items that we already passed through and that are sent out for discussion comment. So if you have comments for stuff not on today's agenda, please hit *9 and you'll be acknowledged. We have someone ending in 170.
Hi, it's Casey York again with Trap Free Montana Public Lands. I guess my question is, when will the best interest of the wildlife be paramount in your decision making? All too often, trapping proposals are band-aids or to the benefit for the trapper, not the trapped. When will the other stakeholders, the majority, the non-consumptive users, requests and urgencies be implemented? Will that take money? I'm certain people would be willing to pay to protect wildlife and help conserve them. For 2016, FWP reported receiving comments, 480 comments, and that 54% opposed trapping and favored all proposals to limit trapping. FWP acknowledged for 24-hour trap checks were significant. For 2017, of the 282 comments, only 43 were from trappers. 200 signatures for 24-hour trap checks were submitted. 90% of them were from Montanans, plus a dozen Montana organizations representing thousands of stakeholders. For 2018, the same pattern. 275 comments, only 15 were from trappers. A letter was submitted with 425 signatures, the high majority Montanans, and it was sent in for a 24-hour daily trap check. All of this has been to no avail. In 2018, the TAC was formed to help address the growing concerns from the public regarding trapping. After all the extensive meetings across the state, all the costs, all the comments, what really came of it? The most difficult challenge they had was discussing and uniting on daily trap checks, yet we can't even get it open for public comment. What about a survey? What about a poll? Animal suffering and indiscriminate animals getting seriously injured and killed are the leading objections to trapping. 24-hour or at most daily trap checks would significantly help relieve these valid concerns. Lastly, Montana has reportedly more wildlife than any other state in the contiguous U.S., yet it is said we have less wetlands than any other state. With the vast trapping of beaver, what our topography looks like today has drastically changed from the past. Only 2% of the land out west are wetlands. An estimated 85% of all wildlife are dependent on the wetlands beaver create. Experts say we are in a climate crisis and the throes of a mass extinction, this time caused by us. Meanwhile, Montana deems the most important species in North America for mammals, for birds, for native fish, for water resources, can be trapped for unlimited, unreported recreational purposes 5.5 to 9 months out of the year, with most of our state allowing the greater. How can FWP honestly say trapping is highly regulated and scientifically based? Less than half of the trappers reporting claim destroying almost 20,000 beavers in our state in just 3 recent years. We are in a climate crisis. How is this just? Show us the science. Please make progressive change for wildlife be your legacy while you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. Further public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Ending in 042.
Hi, my name is Stephen Van Tassel. I own a company called Wildlife Control Consultant. Wanted to comment a little bit about whether the commission has thought about all of these owners with their dogs and cats roaming around our public lands, and the impact of the hazing and predation these free-range animals are having on our landscape. So one of the things I'm kind of puzzled by is that there's been some concern about trapping setbacks, but there's been no corresponding concern about public, the safety for the wildlife in terms of these free-range dogs or voice command dogs. I'm not talking about hunters here. I'm talking about people who think that when they're out in the woods on public land, they're able to have their dogs roaming free, hazing wildlife, and not to mention all the cats out hazing wildlife. And so I'm a bit wondering where the commission is on that, because some of the criticisms against trappers are designed against the capture of domestic animals, but there's no corresponding concern about the impact that these domestic animals have on wildlife. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further public comment, items not on the agenda. Star 9, if so, and you'll be acknowledged.
Mr. Chairman, it looks like that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Appreciate you, as always, showing up extremely well prepared and understanding everything that we have to go through. Is there any comments from the commission for the good of the order?
Mr. Chairman, our next meeting, I believe, is August 20th. My August calendar is fairly full, so I hope we can maintain that date. Thank you.
Is that the one we were looking at moving, or did we, because Logan, you?
I think that interfered with the start of the school year. But
you start school, is it that day or did
that day?
I have a little flexibility, so if we're going to move it, I would like to see that date brought forward as soon as possible.
And I think, so the 20th is when you start, right, Logan, with your teacher?
Yeah.
Martha, I think we had some identified dates that would maybe work.
Mr. Chair, I need to double check. I know that for the moment, August 13, we have a management team scheduled, but that's certainly something that we can adapt to accommodate this. I don't at hand have the other dates that were proposed. Perhaps, Shauna, you remember?
I know that you had said that the tri-state is the following week, right, Director?
Correct. Commissioner Brown.
And I'm sorry, Martha, I didn't... My Zoom is delaying, so I only got a part of your question.
Sean, we were going through potential commission dates for August and remembering that August 20 was a conflict for Commissioner Brower. August 27 is when we have the tri-state meeting scheduled with Idaho and Wyoming. August 13 at the moment is scheduled for a management team meeting. Do you remember what dates, if there were other dates that we threw out there that would work for everyone?
Director, I don't believe that we had visited that yet. I know at the time that the commission approved the calendar at that time, August 20th was okay. So what I can do is I can go through the calendar and see what's available and contact everyone to see what a good date would be, if that's acceptable.
Yeah, let's look at those dates. Let's look at that date of the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in pretty good shape all through there. Also the 18th or 19th. But if at all possible, I'd like to accommodate Logan's schedule, because that's kind of a big deal to be at his new place.
Mr. Chair, commissioners, would it help then if all of you are free on the 13th, then potentially we move our management team meeting from that day.
I think so. If everybody thinks they can make the 13th, maybe we just pin that down. I suspect we'll be meeting in this format.
Mr. Chairman, I can make the 13th. The 18th, I cannot.
Okay.
The 17th and 19th are also open, but the 19th is getting close for Logan to get ready too. So 13th worked great for me.
13th is good for me.
I'm good with the 13th.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and create that for now. Let's try to stick to that. And I appreciate the department being flexible with the management meeting. Anything else? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Safe to end it. I'm Pat. I think I'm on the mic still. Are we good? Okay. All right, everybody. I'm going to end the meeting, and good to see you all, and take care, and email me if you need anything.